are doing a short salutations today. Haven't been on in a while. Just want to say, hey, how you doing? The quote unquote end of the year is mine, not really, but you know, winter solstice is in effect. So we wanted to do a card reading for today for Underneath the Lizard Skin. That's it. And in the Oracle deck is the Dream Weavers by Colette Baron Reed. So, shedding the skin of the past, temporary vulnerability as we process something new, releasing resistance to change. So, part of this is saying be willing to let go of everything you know that impedes your progress. So, kind of like get out your own way. I had that thought this morning. Like getting out your own way is probably the best avenue to take, the best avenue to get you to your next point in life, your next section in life. And if you're feeling like something's blocking you, but there is Mercury retrograde going on, which is like relationship issues, like misunderstandings or misunderstandings going on with relationship stuff. That's a part of what's going on now too. And then like some of us are needing to shed some of our old things that are going on in life right now that are keeping us from where we want to go or where we're supposed to be. But then you're supposed to be where you are. So it's kind of like a two-edged sword on some of these play on words here. So if you know anything about yourself, you know where you know that you love yourself, and you gotta keep working on yourself. Let that go for anything. Just shutting old things, shutting anything that's old that you know you no longer need, you no longer desire for that. Let it go. And yes, sometimes it's a little bit difficult, but you know what? Letting go is part of the best process, I believe, that has happened. The best part of the process is that once you truly let it go, you realize that a weight, it seems like a weight has been lifted when that happens. So I'm just going to encourage everybody at this point, on this day, in this space, in this time space, or realm space, to let go of those things that you no longer need. Just let them go. And the number was 287. So, angel number, we're going to read that number. We heard that number out loud. We're going to read that angel number. So, that is not by coincidence right now. So, I'm going to read you guys that angel number as well. So, you can check that angel number out. We got 288 and 287. What you just never know. Okay, say angel number. The angel number for 287 is, and it says, I'm just gonna say this, you know, it's not for no reason, but this is some real stuff. This angel number, you got three of them happening at one time. I'm gonna tell you what the first one said, which is crazy, but not really crazy, but just right on point. But what I've been talking about right now is personal growth. So I was saying with things that are happening and things that's going on, and you just like, I gotta let this go, or I need to just stop doing this and doing that. It's like when you just start getting out your own way. So I'm gonna read you this angel number real quickly here. And it says, and I quote, the angel number for 287. It talks about personal growth. So 287 is crazy. So not crazy, but you know, it's real. Okay, it says inner wisdom, spiritual awakening. You can't make this up, dude. So inner wisdom. So I was just talking about the ability to let things go. Okay? We just talked about that. And a part of inner wisdom and inner growth is knowing what those things are that you need to let go. Okay? So we got like a bunch of them, but we're going to keep going. So the message of the day is that your self-belief, okay, y'all, you can't make this up. Your self-belief, the 288 angel number is your self-belief, your confidence, your faith, your trust in your positive attitude have got you into the space that you are now. So it's like letting go, just trusting that's what needs to happen right now. And 292, explosive growth and development. You can't make this up. So it's blended the energies and it's giving you double. Personal growth and development. That you can't make up. If you want a DM for a reading, you can hit me up on Self Love Mastery, all lowercase self, SELFLUV, Mastery on Instagram. You can hit me up on True Supreme 99 on Instagram. You can hit me up on Facebook as True Supreme 99. You can hit me up on Facebook as True Honey as well. DM for your reading, DM for your spiritual consultations, DM for your oracle readings, your tarot readings, your inner space readings, your chakra readings, your love readings, doesn't matter for yourself or for a situation. Hit me up for all of that. And we are now getting you a due. So we want to say enjoy your sun, your moon, and your stars, because you are the